The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Welcome to my podcast. As a collegiate athlete, I will be discussing what it's really like being a college athlete with raw content, personal stories, and of course, advice. Keep listening to hear more about the do's and don'ts and the behind-the-scenes actions of college athletes. Hello, and welcome back to Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode, where we'll be having yet another exclusive guest interview from a Dominican student athlete on the men's soccer team. We will be discussing how injuries can play a major role on mental and physical health, going through our own experiences, learning a little bit more about us and being a college athlete. Now, let's start today's episode with two very powerful quotes when it comes to thinking about injuries as an athlete. The first quote said by Troy Paloma, who played in the NFL for 12 years. He said, "Injury in general teaches you to appreciate every moment. I've had my share of injuries throughout my career. It's humbling. It gives you perspective. No matter how many times I've been hurt, I've learned from that injury and came back even more humble." As an athlete who has had some major injuries before, this is one of the most important things to take away from being injured, is to learn and grow as a player, developing a different type of love for the game. The second quote said by Randy Johnson said, "Work hard and have patience, because no matter who you are, you're going to get hurt in your career, and you have to be patient to get through it, through the injuries." This quote is extremely important to think about when you're going through an injury as an athlete. As there's so much out of your control, it is vital to your own mental and physical health to be patient and listen to your body. Now, let's hear a little inside scoop from a Dominican student athlete on the men's soccer team who's in his junior year. Okay, so the first question today will be, how do you think being injured affects your mental health?
I think this injury has affected my mental health in multiple ways. The positives of that effect have come from me really prioritizing how I want to return after my injury, as well as focusing on the little habits that I'm doing outside of soccer in my regular life now.
For me, being injured, when I was injured, affected my mental health in a lot of different ways. I felt like my emotions were kind of on a roller coaster at times, because not being able to play the sport you love creates like this like love hate, because you have so much time on your hands, you don't know what to do with it. So for me, my mental health would go through phases of like being really happy and enjoying my life into like I was not happy and I wasn't having a good time. But once I learned how to prioritize my time and figure out what worked for me, then my mental health really started to increase and be better for myself, not only mentally but physically as well. I saw a lot of improvement when I was more happy.
I think at the moment I'm 3 weeks out of my injury, and it's kind of been just me figuring out what I want to do outside of soccer. It hasn't fully hit me that, you know, I might not be playing for the rest of my life, and I haven't figured out how to deal with that. I think right now a lot of my mental strength is coming from being with my team and being in that environment that's, you know, motivating me to come back. But there are times that I'm not playing, or I'm seeing them play, or I'm being around them, that kind of drags me down in the sense that I'm not with them. I'm not a part of the bus that's riding along, right? I'm now kind of left behind. And that has been my biggest hurdle to get over.
I definitely get that, and that's definitely a valid reason and sense to feel. But as someone who's torn their ACL 3 times and has gone through an injury and has been out for a long period of time, that is like the most important thing to take away, is to make to know that you are still always part of the team, and everyone always wants you there. No matter how much you think you're not actually a part of the team, or you're not playing, or you don't get to go to the travel games or that stuff, like people still see you as a teammate. They don't see you as anything less. And I know as being injured, that's something really hard to kind of think about, because you don't feel that way. And just because you don't feel that way, that's kind of how you're going to feel. But you have to get out of that mindset.
Right, right. I think another mental hurdle that has also like gone hand in hand with that has been figuring out who I want to be outside of my sport. So up until my injury, it's been a lot about, you know, I have ambitions to play outside of soccer. I want to play at the next level. Realistically thinking now, it's more, what am I going to do without soccer? What am I going to do in my actual life that is not pertaining to the athletics that's always been forced on me? And I think re-gearing my kind of like mental state to that has been really challenging, but being with the team has definitely kept me motivated in the sense of, I want to get back to that. I want to get back to the team. And all of the down moments that I have are kind of flip-flopped when I'm around them and I get to experience what I don't have anymore.
Okay, let's move on to the second question. How do you properly take care of your mental health during a time of injury? What steps do you take to ensure that you are trying to be the happiest and healthiest version of yourself?
Without having a big hobby, or without having like stress relievers like soccer or working out, it's been a lot about the hobbies that aren't soccer. I've taken a bigger liking to journaling and kind of prioritizing my time to myself. I think I'm finding ways of coping without soccer by going on walks or stimulating myself to make me feel happy, or doing things that I didn't have time for when I was playing soccer.
For me, I feel like I've gone through so many different phases of what mental health has looked like for me, and like taking care of my mental health at different stages of being injured. Because when you tear your ACL, you're out for pretty much anywhere between like 8 months to 12 months. It really depends on your body and your own development. But in the beginning, the first 3 months are probably the hardest time you'll ever go through, because you can't do anything that you have done every day since you were 6 years old. You can't go running, you can't ride a bike, you can't do anything. And that's the most mentally draining thing that I have felt before. And one of the biggest things that I did to help me kind of stay, not necessarily happy, because it's hard to be happy in that state, honestly, but just to help me express my emotions, I really enjoyed painting. And so I would sit and paint for hours while just being bedridden because I couldn't go anywhere. But other than that, my mental health really changes. And as I've developed as a player and injury goes on, it makes me realize how much love I have for the game and how much I'm willing to put in the extra work and do the extra mile to be able to play again, because you honestly never know when it's going to be taken from you. And it's kind of weird to say it like that, but you don't know, because injury can happen to anybody at anyone at any moment. And so there's so much riding on it, and when you're injured, it's stripped from you and you have nothing to take from it anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree. I with this injury, I've been able to keep my mental health and emotions more in check because of COVID. I think already having this almost period of here, it's going to get taken away from you has really geared me for this. I got injured and my first thought was not, oh, I'm not going to be playing, or, oh, the surgery is going to be bad and that time after. It was really a lot of me telling myself that this is another hurdle. You know, you love the sport enough to play every day and give it your all and sacrifice things. That's what's gonna keep you moving forward and focused to almost come back better. Come back either with a new outlook on the team, on the sport, like you're saying, or maybe you figure out that you don't love the sport as much as you thought you did. I think I'm coming to terms right now in that in that aspect of the game. I'm a junior in college. I have one more year, maybe one more after that, so maybe two more. But the realistic part of, Tom, you might not play the same again or at all, has been one of those things that I'm pushing off. I think you had a really good point talking about surgery, saying those months after surgery were some of the hardest that you had. Like, it's hard to be happy in those situations. And maybe it's, you know, ignorance is bliss, but I've really kept myself from thinking about that. I think surgery in my head is really scary and another step that I'll have to take, but it's necessary, and that's the only way that I'm going to come back.
I just want to touch on, you said that idea of you not being able to play the game like you used to be able to play, or even to play again, is a very valid and scary idea that's going to be in your head until the day you come back to play. And even then, you still might not even realize, like, oh, I know how to play soccer. But I'm a really strong believer, if you want something and you tell yourself that you can do it and you know you can do it, there's no reason why you can't do it, because you're the only person that's stopping you from doing it. You've done it before, so just because you had surgery does not mean you can't do it again. Okay, let's move on to the third question. What do you think the most important thing to take away from being injured is?
In my situation, 3 weeks out of a torn ACL or potential torn ACL, right now the most important thing is honestly to stay positive. Like you said, stay with the team. They're there for you. That's that kind of support system that you need. The other important things that I've come across have been taking care of my health. I think with rehabbing and doing things that aren't soccer related, it's more detailed now. It's more, this is why you're lacking in areas of, whether that be physical capabilities, in terms of the game. I think there's a lot of area for me to improve as an athlete, as a soccer player, and I think this injury now gives me that time to really, you know, hone my craft, almost be a better a knowledgeable person of the game, not just some athletic player.
For me, I would say the most important thing to take away from being injured is focusing on your mental health and what are things that make you happy outside of your sport, and figuring out who you are as a person who doesn't play your sport anymore, because you're most likely not going to play it the rest of your life. So it's important to find other things in your life that make you just as happy. But also, regarding the game, it allows you to learn, like, this new perspective of the game that you play, watching your teammates, watching other teams play, and just developing this new IQ. and using that is so important once you're able to play. It makes you really successful on the field or court. But that's it for this week's episode. I just want to thank the interviewee for talking with us today to hear a little bit more about injuries and rehabbing. But don't forget to tune into next week's episode. DJ KB out.
Thanks, KB.